subject of a lot of well-intentioned plans, but no clear vision about how to fund it and where it would fit in a rejuvenated Rose Quarter. And what Mayor Hales reminds us is that without market forces driving good planning, things don't happen. Without good private and nonprofit partners willing to invest, good things don't happen. What we have is well-intentioned plans that remain on the books. What has happened in the last 3 or 4 years is with a vengeance, the market came back and private capital came in, flooded into our community. And you've seen development in South Waterfront and Lentz. You see, in my view, a very compelling vision for how to build out the Rose Quarter. You're seeing the innovation quadrant and plans for the post office site. But that's because people are ready to invest. And all the planning in the world does not ensure that people are willing to invest. People invest when market conditions are right. And we've had an unprecedented run of good fortune, really, in the last 3 or 4 years. So now we have folks in Gateway willing to invest in Gateway's next chapter. And I think it's very exciting. What I think you've heard, though, today is that while this particular LID is relatively straightforward, once we start talking about significant contributions from the Portland Development Commission and other public resources, the council is going to be more likely to ask the tougher questions about what are we going to get long term? What's the return on investment? So I look forward to having that conversation, but today I'm very pleased to support this LID. Hi.
Hardesty?
Thank you so much. I also want to appreciate Andrew. Being in the hot seat is probably never fun, but I appreciate your grace and your thoughtfulness in making this presentation. I care about Gateway not just because I live in Gateway, but because I have lived in the city for over 30 years. And I have heard the promises of development. I've heard who was going to benefit, who was going to get the jobs that were going to create these new beautiful buildings. Over and over and over again, we have failed to live up to what it was we said we wanted to do. And so I am cautiously optimistic because I've worked with Frieda, and I've worked with the East Portland Action Plan, and I've worked with Linda for the last 9 years as part of the East Portland Action Plan. And I know that there are people as part of the East Portland Action Plan that will hold us accountable to doing what it is we say that we want to do. We do have an opportunity to do something good and meaningful for the people and residents who live in Gateway. And I hope that this starts that process. But I can assure you that when you come back for the next LID, that there will be some hard questions. And I'm going to be looking for, like, real numbers and not just terms like affordable housing. Because, again, I don't think that term means anything anymore. I think what we need to talk about is making sure we have housing at every income level in every neighborhood in the city of Portland, and that Gateway could possibly be that model. Some of the developments that we've talked about that have been successful, they've been successful for some people. And certainly some of those developers have made a bucket load of money off of those developments. But the people, the low-income people, the services that were supposed to be there are still absent. And so I will vote yes, and I will look forward to our next conversation. Aye.
Udaly.
Well, thank you to Andrew Abbey and all our partners on this project. I want to also thank community members who came out today to testify. I put a lot of stock in what Frieda and Linda have to say, and the fact that you support this step is heartening to me. I'm looking forward to working together with all of you on the next steps, and I commit to holding the project accountable to our equity and housing goals and helping craft an LID that brings meaningful community benefits for everyone in East Portland. I vote aye.
Wheeler?
I want to thank everybody who testified today. Andrew, thank you. I appreciated the opportunity to go out and visit the site, walk around with both the prescriptive prospective developers as well as former Mayor Hales, and I had an opportunity to see how the vision might look over the longer term. In the near term, we really have a pragmatic question before us, which is the approval of the LID process. It makes perfect sense to me that we do this. And by the way, the long-term vision is one that is very compelling. My suspicion is as Prosper becomes more engaged, as the Housing Bureau becomes more engaged in this process, and they're already, as I said in my introductory remarks, having the conversations. This is a bold vision because there has been a lot of talk around Gateway in East Portland that has not been realized. We have a location that is central. It is on a transportation node, in fact, several transportation nodes. It is a diverse area, and it is an affordable area. And therefore, the opportunity before us is obvious. But I want to be really clear. Realizing the vision is not going to be easy. There will be lots of trade-offs, lots of questions, as you heard today from our colleagues. And despite common perception, resources, particularly resources for housing at very low levels of income, are scarce. And we as a council will ultimately have to decide on our own, as well as in partnership with our regional partners, when we're talking about the deployment of the regional housing bond dollars, we're going to have to pick priorities. And that's the conversation that we'll have in the future. That's not today. Today's about the LID. I vote aye. The resolution's adopted.